This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. I'm sitting with a psychologist in his study office in Portland, Oregon. His name, Dr. Paul Metzger. He is a marriage counselor, among other things. And this is the Interfaith Counseling Service, of which you're the executive director, Dr. Metzger. Now, what exactly is that counseling service?
This is psychological counseling of all kinds, Mr. Robinson.
Who's running it?
It is run by a nonprofit corporation that was organized by a group of churches here in the Portland area.
Protestants, Catholics, and Jews?
That is correct.
And what is the great satisfaction that you get out of this, if any, Dr. Metzger?
Well, the tremendous satisfaction that I feel that I receive in this type of work is seeing people come to me in real pain and agony over their current living arrangements and relationships with themselves and oftentimes with their families, and to leave here after a few weeks feeling good about themselves and feeling good in their relationship to people, and once again being able to experience the joy and happiness of a good, healthy, wholesome relationship with others.
Is it true that sex, money, and in-laws are three of the chief causes of upsets in married life?
The sociologists keep stating that these are the three principal causes. I do not find that in-laws are nearly as much of a problem as people used to think.
I hope your mother-in-law is listening.
I hope so, too. I do find that sexual problems contribute to about one-third of our problems, and financial arrangements contribute to about a quarter of our problems. The remainder, I think, come under the general heading of I can't communicate with my husband or wife. It's a communication problem.
And that's because of people's upbringing usually, isn't it, Doctor?
I think so. I think that we are brought up in such a way as we to learn not to communicate clearly and accurately with those people with whom we deal with in everyday life.
Is it true that when we marry, we incline to build the sort of married life that we've experienced from our own parents?
Very much so, very much so. The patterns of behavior, the styles of life that we introduce into our new married life are very much like those that we've picked up within our own home.
So we've got to be very careful, the example we set to our children in that case, haven't
we? That is correct.
But how can we be? I mean, we are what we are.
Well, we are what we are, but on the other hand, we can also be careful about what we are attempting to be and how accurately we are stating to our children our own honest individual and interior feelings. I think if a person is honest with his children, and
really communicates with them,
then even though we're angry and mad and sad, the children can understand this, because this too is a part of life, and we're not going to disrupt their psyches.
What do you mean by psyche, Doctor?
Well, I think I meant here their personality structure or emotional structure at this point in their life.
And if parents will communicate with their children, later on those children will communicate with each other when they marry, and they will communicate with their children, and so a new pattern is built over the generations.
Right.
And that's your work here, is it?
That is my work here.
Dr. Paul Metzger, Executive Director of the Interfaith Counseling Service in Portland, Oregon. This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is produced by the Methodist Church in association with the National Council of Churches. Presented in the public interest by this station.